Almost half of the adult women in the Matanuska-Susitna borough have experienced some form of sexual violence at least once during their lifetime. That's the sad news to come out of a recent survey conducted by the UAA Justice Center and the Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports.
Dr. Andre Rose is director of the UAA Justice Center. He says Alaska Victimization Survey interviewers contacted close to 1,200 women by phone for the survey earlier this year. The results did not surprise him.
Even though we found that more than half of adult women had experienced violence, we know that the estimates are conservative, and unfortunately, they're consistent with what we've seen in other surveys. I would like to say that I was shocked, but at this point, I've learned to accept that this survey reveals very, very high rates of violence.
In the past year, more than 2,000 adult women in the Matsu have experienced intimate partner violence, getting hit, slapped, burned, or hit with a fist or a heavy object. Almost a third of Matsu adult women had suffered a forcible sexual assault at some point in their lifetime. During the past year, more than two women a day in the Matsu experienced forcible sexual assault. And Rose says the survey numbers are probably just the tip of the iceberg. He says homeless women who were excluded from the survey have likely had multiple sexual assault experiences. He says the survey numbers are not linked to the population growth of the Matsu.
The survey only looked at how many women had experienced violence. It did not try to delve deeper into why that violence occurred.
The Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault is a state council within the Department of Public Safety, established in the 1980s to fund shelters, rape crisis centers, and other programs, and to coordinate state response to these types of issues. Lori Morton, executive director of the CDVSA, says the survey is part of a national effort developed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in 2009.
Our goal is to make sure that if a community wants the information, we can get it and make it available to them. And for the state, we hope it's going to be a way to measure effective strategies and public awareness campaigns that we have instituted since the governor's Choose Respect initiative.
Rose says the half-hour phone survey covered what he describes as very graphic questions. He said survey interviewers knew how to determine if the subject of the interview was in danger or not.
The interviewers are very highly trained, and they're able to detect when an interview should be stopped. And so by the time we ask those very sensitive questions, they have established a very good relationship with the interviewee, and they are able to determine whether this is a safe time to proceed with the interview or whether we should stop it or reschedule it if necessary.
The goal of the survey, Rose says, is to establish a solid baseline for the Matsu borough. He says the Justice Center is hoping to see the borough examine the results and assess its efforts at preventing sexual violence. Morton says some programs are already in place to educate girls about sexual violence. The fourth R is a high school curriculum for high school boys and girls to learn about healthy relationships.
There's a running program for girls age 8 to 13 called Girls on the Run. That will be coming to the Matsu this year. And that pairs young girls with adult women in physical exercise and also information about how to make good choices, how to be assertive, how to know what you want and ask for that.
Surveys conducted in other parts of Alaska had similarly high numbers. Rose says he hoped that researchers would find some regions with a lower rate of sexual violence, but that was not the case. The results of 10 surveys statewide have already been published. Two more are to be published soon. Those are for the Kenai Peninsula Borough and Ketchikan. I'm Ellen.